What does that mean? To think of, so they had to invent some old man to meditate on, meditate of, because they don't have the description, these nice descriptions as Uddhava presents here. So it is very nice that he is describing Bhushana Bhushanangam. Very nice. That Krishna is the ornament of ornaments. Generally, we don people, especially women, don ornaments to decorate themselves. But Krishna decorates the decorations. Very nice description. Bhushana Bhushanangam. So we may take advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam that describes very minutely Sri Krishna, and we may follow in the footsteps of Sri Uddhava and all the acharyas in his line up to Srila Prabhupada, to learn to associate by instructions in the Vani, to learn to associate by Krishna Katha, just like Uddhava, how he was transported. Of course, we are not on his level by reading. We may not be transported in the same way. The verse is so strongly saying that he came back from the spiritual world to the material plane. So just imagine how, just by listening, this power is there in Krishna Katha and in the instructions of the spiritual master. This power is there that by firmly believing in the instructions of the spiritual master, the instructions are so nicely presented by Srila Prabhupada in his books, by firmly believing in Shastra, in the purports of Shastra, explanation, descriptions of Shastra, we associate directly. We do not need to go directly to the place, but we directly go to the place by listening properly to the Krishna Katha, and we can see Krishna face to face in these instructions and descriptions by culturing. So Prabhupada very nicely in the purport, in one of the purports read today, he has explained how we have, how it is a culture. Brahmanda Brahmite Khan Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prashade Poi Bhakti Lata Beej. The seed is implanted in the beginning and then it has to be cultivated. So very nice explanation is given how there are weeds also. Very nice simile about planting and growing something and reaping the fruits like that. So we must be ready to continue the process of cultivation till the end. We should not become impatient, but we should have full trust that by this culturing, by this watering in the form of hearing and chanting, especially being remaining very faithful to our vow of chanting 16 rounds daily of the Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada has explained how all the other rules regulations stem from this. They follow automatically. He has said how in the beginning of the movement, to the first devotees who joined, he did not stress the regulations so much. Because he knew it, he explains this, he knew it. No, I mostly told him just chant Hare Krishna in the beginning. The main thing, his main concern is to have everybody chant Hare Krishna. Because by culturing, by cultivating the chanting, especially in the manner of the vows we have made of chanting 16 rounds every day, of course, after initiation, it is expected that we're following strictly everything. We have made a vow. It is a very strong vow. Today, the Rajasuja sacrifice has been mentioned. All these ceremonies are taken, are made, are performed, all these ceremonies. They were very much performed by everyone in Vedic times, and they're very important. So what to speak of the ceremony of initiation? Very important moment in which we have made our vows, so it is expected that someone who has been initiated as ourselves very much follow this, but especially the chanting of the 16 rounds daily. That, Prabhupada said, will make everything easier. All the other, the following of the other regulative principles, they will come easier if we chant 16 rounds daily without fail. So this is the culture. By this hearing and chanting, we may at some point in our lives be able to associate with Krishna and his associates in the same manner as Uddhava is so nicely showing us how to associate in these verses. And anyway, it is the marathon season. We were saying yesterday how every year we worship Srila Prabhupada also by this added ceremony of having a, during this month, a special sacrifice, a special effort made by the devotees to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, something that was so dear to his heart. And on such occasion as today, we have read of the particular mood Srila Prabhupada had when he came to America, how he was very concerned for the welfare of everyone. And we should represent that mood of Srila Prabhupada by delivering his words. We should represent him as we see. I speak for myself that we may not have neither the feelings or mood of Uddhava, neither the feelings or mood of Srila Prabhupada, but this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that we can represent that to the public by following very strictly the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Any questions or further comments? Yeah, people. Just see what it says here. I hope this will explain it in Prabhupada's words. So just bear with me and I'll read one paragraph and I think this will explain it. The expansion, this is third canto, chapter 5, text 51. So I'm reading only part of the purport. The expansions of Vedic wisdom also give the Nitya Badhas, the conditioned living entities, a chance to improve. And those who take advantage of such transcendental knowledge gradually regain their lost consciousness of rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. The demigods are amongst the conditioned souls who have developed this pure consciousness of service to the Lord, but who at the same time continue to desire to lord it over the material energy. Such mixed consciousness puts a conditioned soul in the position of managing the affairs of this creation. The demigods are entrusted leaders of the conditioned souls. As some of the old prisoners in government jails are entrusted with some responsible work of prison management, so the demigods are improved conditioned souls, acting as representatives of the Lord in the material creation. Such demigods are devotees of the Lord in the material world. And when completely free from all material desire to lord it over the material energy, they become pure devotees and have no desire but to serve the Lord. Therefore, any living entity who desires a position in the material world may desire so in the service of the Lord and may seek power and intelligence from the Lord, as exemplified by the demigods in this particular verse. One cannot do anything unless he is enlightened and empowered by the Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Matasmritir Gyanam Apohanam Cha, all recollections, knowledge, etc., as well as all forgetfulness, are engineered by the Lord who is sitting within the heart of everyone. The intelligent man seeks the help of the Lord, and the Lord helps the sincere devotees engaged in his multifarious services. So anyway, there you have Prabhupada's explanation. And the way I can join both things is that, of course, some demigods, as you're saying, are Mahajans, so they know Krishna. This is speaking in general of that position, that one may attain a position in the higher planetary systems by improving himself in this world, and that is still a non-perfected position, not ultimately perfected. So the demigods, even the demigods, are bewildered by Krishna. We recently have celebrated Govardhan Puja, and you know that whole incident is mystifying how Indra could have become like that, could have become contaminated actually like that, thinking, you know, not knowing Krishna. So anyway, as we see Krishna, what I understand from this is that just as we have read today, it is not so easy to see Krishna, and we should. This is an example of it, that even up to the point of demigods, who are the highest beings in this creation, if they are not pure devotees, if they are not completely surrendered to the Lord, then the Lord may not grant them the power to understand Him, to see Him. So even up to the point of the demigods. Yes. At what point we see Krishna? What is it? The exact reference I would have to give, I think it's in chapter 28. I have in my notes, I can give you later, probably in chapter 28. But I have to give you that later. And it's exactly like that. Prabhupada says the devotee meets the Lord face to face in the instruction of the spiritual master. And a little bit we have tried to explain today by reading how, and you can think, we read Srila Prabhupada explaining about Virahena, Govinda Virahena me, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling like that. And we see that the Goswamis, Prabhupada would also quote the Goswamis. And in this particular reference, he precisely quotes the Goswamis. He Radhike, He Lalite, He Nandan Suno, whatever that. Kuta, He Govardhana. So in the song of the Goswamis, Prabhupada says how the Goswamis were crying, shouting, where is Krishna? They did not say they were meeting Krishna, just like Prabhupada has explained today. But where is Krishna? You know, I do not see him. Where has he gone? So we understand that those feelings of separation are actual association with Krishna. This is, in those feelings of separation is the actual association. When that is a pure feeling, when that a feeling is a real feeling of separation, actually we can see at, in our stage, that's why it is said also, this is confirmed over and over by all statements, premanjana churito bhakti vilochanena shantasadeva, the same verse in Brahma Samhita, it is mentioned bhakti vilochanena. So prema vilochan, premanjana churita. So by this prema, by this love, this is what makes the devotee associate and gives him the eyes to see Krishna everywhere, so he doesn't need to go anywhere in particular. That's why he sees Krishna where his service is, because Krishna is actually everywhere. So for a devotee who has these feelings, Krishna is everywhere. So Prabhupada is warning not to artificially think we are on that platform, but to understand that we don't have to look for something material in the sense of we have to go to a particular place. Like, for example, Vrindavan. Here in teachings of Lord Kapila, he speaks about that. He actually says that it is higher to go out of Vrindavan. He says, those who are preachers are superior to those who go to the Himalayas to meditate. It is good to go to the Himalayas to meditate for one's personal benefit. But those who undergo many difficulties in order to preach are superior. They are actually fighting for Krishna's sake, and they are certainly more compassionate. Those sadhus who leave Vrindavan to go fight in the world to spread Krishna consciousness are superior sadhus. This is the opinion of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So as we see, there is some superior concept. The ordinary concept is that one should go to Vrindavan. But there is one superior concept, and this is what Prabhupada exemplified by coming to the Western world, by leaving Vrindavan and coming to the Western world, and that is what we are representing. So it is understood from Prabhupada's teachings that in that kind of service, Krishna becomes manifest directly. So I just have faith in those words, and I'm just repeating that. I don't have any further experience to convey to you. I am culturing that. So we'll end there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.